at the bridge is on this side of the border.
Give me some of that.
Won't y'all come on over here with us? Wanna walk the water? And if you ever should see a skunk shake his rump, tell him to come on over here for some
snake funk in the dump, baby.
Now we got this stick that will set you free. All you got to do is take a closer walk with me. And we got this thing that's full of magic.
Welcome back to the Charlie Tuna Show, presented by Ameren Missouri on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. A lot of people have been complaining about LeVar Ball. LeVar Ball.
Oh, that guy.
Is the father of
Lonzo Ball. There's a couple, LaMelo Ball. There's a couple.
Yeah, he's got to be one of the smartest guys in the world.
He is
so smart. Michael Jordan came down. Charles Barkley got on his back 2 weeks ago. But he is so smart. Because all he's doing is the same thing that the Williams sisters' father did. Mm-hmm. But the Williams sisters' father had to fade away because it was hurting him a little bit, which he will do eventually. But he's smart, and, man. He's smart.
People are saying that he's trying to take advantage of his sons to make money.
Well, why not? But his son.
As they go to the UCLA game and don't have a problem with UCLA selling his jersey and making money off of it.
Right.
So if you have a problem with his father doing it, but you don't have a problem with an institution that masquerades them as – students, when he's actually just an athlete there to make millions of dollars for them, I don't think you can really argue about Lonzo Ball's father.
But he's a smart. If I was in his position, I don't see anything wrong.
And he potentially has three NBA sons.
Now come on,
he's too confident for a black man.
Right, he's too confident for a black man. Yes, sir, Balls.
You have to admit he's a little outlandish.
Why is he outrageous?
$1 billion he's asking for?
He has sons who could potentially be in the NBA.
He's got three sons.
When you think about that, three sons. A billion's not that much.
Three sons. That's not enough.
Mm-hmm. Unproven sons.
We don't know that yet.
That's right.
Tom, you never know. Ask for the moon?
How can you ask for that quick?
Well, how come you can't? How come you can't?
You can.
How come you can't?
But a lot of people are laughing at this.
If Tim Tebow did it, you'd be like, if Tim Tebow did it, no. If Tim Tebow, the guy is smart as heck. Mm-hmm. He's I can go in and ask for $1 million raise. That doesn't mean I'm gonna get it. But it's gonna drop down low. Mm-hmm. No matter whatever he gets, his son is gonna be a star.
This man comes out and says he could beat Michael Jordan one-on-one.
What's that? It's called confidence.
What's wrong with saying that?
Crazy old man.
People have done that in the past, Tom.
No.
What's wrong with it?
And they're silly.
What's wrong with them?
Silly.
Honestly, nothing. I love Michael Jordan one-on-one back in the day.
But he's so smart is he got people talking.
That's the thing.
He got ESPN doing specials on him. He got USA
making money already.
The past 4 days putting the four-page article about him in the paper.
He's making the media rounds and everything.
The media rounds, people like, he's a very well-spoken guy. I'm not going to say articulate, because articulate is one of the most racist words in the world. They only use that with black folks.
Well, you know what?
It's true.
With all the social ills that we have today, especially in the black community, I'm going to say it's refreshing to see a father that's a father to his son.
Well, thank you very much.
That's the number one thing right there.
Oh, here you go. Chiming in now. Sounded like the movie Coming to America. There it goes.
So it's not left to the white mother to raise these three boys.
Here we go.
Uh-huh.
Oh, their mother is white.
Yes.
Okay, indeed. I didn't know that.
So what does that matter?
It doesn't matter who the mother is, but I'm just glad that he, as a father, is involved in his son's life.
Absolutely. Why did you bring up he had a white mother?
You know why.
What is it all about race, Charlie?
You know what it is.
What does it bring it up? Why does that matter? Because he got a white mother.
They bring it up.
Joe, you come from a mixed family?
Just like
My grandmother was white.
Well, go talk to Joe then.
No.
Talk to Joe then.
I'll talk to Barack Obama,
because this girl going to look at you and hit you in the head with this microphone.
She got long enough arms to
bring up diversity.
She's thinking about doing it right now.
She likes me bringing up diversity.
She was talking all nice and sweet, but she would body
slam. She's going to hit me with Ann Esther purse?
Don't you ever forget she's a sister.
Charlie, I was just thinking, how proud must Mr. and Mrs. Davis at home right now be listening to their son and their daughter
who
on
never
this
would
radio
talk.
Who never would talk.
The mute.
They're probably
happy.
They're probably asleep right now.
They have no idea what we're talking about.
Well, they'll listen to the podcast.
Exactly.
Well,
your mother may be asleep, but your father probably wouldn't be able to.
Oh, no, she's up. She's already asking to make sure we take pictures.
Oh, really?
She wants a podcast link and everything already.
She wants the white guy.
She's ready for it.
She wants the white guy, too.
Yeah, I guess so.
You can't edit me out.
We need the diversity.
That's right.
That's right.
We have to have time, and we're going to have diversity.
What's your take?
Well, I had Lonzo Ball, what we just talked about, but yeah. I had a question for you guys.
Yeah.
What's the best sporting event to attend while having an adult beverage?
Well, you know what I'm...
Is it horse racing? I thought of the Kentucky Derby or NASCAR. What'd you think of? I didn't really think football at all.
I've been to one. My sister's been to Kentucky Derby, but I got my own answer. What do you think?
Sporting event. I can only speak for the ones I've been to, and I'm going to say football game. Because of the rowdy behavior of some of the fans.
Oh my.
It's conducive
because of
to
those
drinking.
Drinks. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What's been do you drink?
You got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go.
You're legal. Yeah. The car, too many carbs.
What would be a fun sporting event?
Don't judge me for this, okay? I'm trying to really get into more sports. I'm not that versed in sports. But I now have...
Some of the men on the radio are not. Not this show, but other shows are not, so don't worry about it.
I have now gotten really into soccer. I have season tickets to the Colorado Rapids.
Oh, good.
Pretty good team, but I don't know if you've ever been around soccer fans.
Yes, I have.
They are the craziest people.
They're soccer hooligans is what they is.
They are ready at all times. Yeah. They never stop jumping and banging on drums and... they're insane, so it makes the games so much fun. I have no idea what's going on during most games. I am basically blind. I don't even know where the ball is half the time.
You know you have a good time.
But it's so much fun.
Tom, you...
Soccer hooligans is what they are. Well, you know what I'm going to say, because I've been to this thing, you know, almost 30 times. The Indy 500, you can bring your own booze in.
Yep.
Have a whole case of beer.
That's so crazy.
Honest to God, you can say...
Coolers? Do they still have coolers anymore?
You can bring coolers in.
That's probably the only sporting event you can still
probably
bring.
Yeah, so. That's amazing.
And, you know, like I've said before, I've been there since 1986 to everyone since. Never seen, with all the beer that's being consumed, never seen a fight. Never. So, something to be said for that.
I've seen fights at the Kentucky Derby, so.
Really?
Yeah.
My wife's going.
They always have some.
Remind me to tell you when we get off air how much my wife's ticket was.
She's going to have a nice hat.
Why we got to wait till we get off the air?
I don't want to mention it on air because it sounds like I'm bragging or something.
Well, I don't care.
You
got white privilege. Go ahead.
We were talking about how much you pay for a sporting event. Let's say it's more than what we spoke of.
More than $1,000.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Joe?
I would say it would have to be football for me because that's the only real sporting event I've ever been to. But I feel like the Kentucky Derby or something where you can just sit back and relax and watch it would be the best.
Mid-June.
And that's got its own drink.
Exactly. Too. And it's nice out weather.
Yeah, that's right.
The top drinking sporting event I've ever been to is probably going to be a baseball game.
Yeah.
And the
World Series or something?
Baby O said this about 3 years ago. All Busch Stadium is a big tavern. It's a big bar.
That's a good point.
That's all it is, a big
with
tavern.
With anywhere from a $300 to a $5 cover charge.
And then what they do is
depending where you want to sit.
They make it worse because they say you got to stop drinking in the seventh inning. Oh. So what do you do between
binge, the load up?
Binge. You load up.
Grab
you load up.
You know, it's funny you mentioned it because a few years ago, Charlie, I had the unfortunate luck to be off of work for about 3 months without pay for something that happened. So one of my partners called me up to cheer me up. He said, look, we got some tickets. It was a businessman special day game in the middle of the week.
Oh, I love it.
And I went with him and another guy who was a prosecuting attorney, another guy who was an attorney. And these guys were ordering those real big cups of beer.
Oh,
I mean.
$9 beer.
Now, I'm trying to finish this one beer, and here comes, hey, we got you another one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, okay. So I got to, you know, go biological and physiological functions got to be met. And I come back and I see them ordering more beers and I didn't want to go back to my seat because I'm saying they're drinking too much time. Today. I don't want to drink all this beer. But I didn't want to seem like I was a punk though, you know, right. That I ain't. You know, but I'm like, wow, I don't think a baseball game drinking this much beer.
What? You ever sneak booze into an event when you know?
Oh, the old football carnival days. Oh man,
I
remember one day going there. Go ahead, Tony.
Go ahead.
I remember going to a football carnival game one Sunday with a leather flask full of orange Brown orange juice, brown. You should call it.
It's hard to do it now.
Fermented orange juice.
Yeah, the best place to bring sneak booze in is a movie.
I was going
to
say a movie theater. Yes.
A complete bottle of wine. You can do that.
Oh.
Sit in one of those comfortable seats.
And they don't frisk you there like they do in a game or baseball.
Is that why now you some of these movie theaters now sell booze?
Right. Yeah. They sell wine.
People were sneaking booze.
They serve dinner at some places.
They serve dinner too. Oh, they got waitresses come to you now.
Yeah.
It's great.
So what you do is you bring in a bottle, put it in your lady's purse or put it in your pants, walk in, and when you walk in, you have to be very, very, hello, how are you today?
Oh.
Take the mind
walk off. Walk with a limp.
Give me some of those Juju Bees, and I'll have that with my. Does that go better with a white or red?
Put them in the invalid section up there, front close. The other sporting event where people drink a lot is the heavyweight fight.
Oh, I'm sure.
That is number two.
They get liquored up those.
But you know.
That's big money, though.
That's just don't, folks, we don't honor drinking and driving.
No. Well, I had my neighbors that growing up, the Big Red, you talked about them, they had season tickets. And they had a thing that looked like a transistor radio, like, you know, bring it in. But it on the top, the antenna would screw off, and they would pour drinks at the game. those were the days, man.
You know, people who like to drink are going to always find a way.
We used to sneak it into the Rams games. And this is after 9/11. Used to stick it in my socks, those little bitty bottles of vodka.
Oh, the half pints?
Yeah.
No,
little bitty ones. Like the shot bottles. On the airplane, yeah.
The shot bottles.
Yeah. Put them in your socks.
Mm-hmm. Joe, what else you got?
Yeah, the Cleveland Browns are interested in Geno Smith and Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, backup.
Backup? Is this the state of the NFL quarterback that people are interested in Kirk Cousins and Geno Smith?
Well, Kirk Cousins is going to be a starter.
But are you willing to pay him that much money?
Yeah.
Is he a good enough player?
How much did they offer him?
They haven't offered him anything yet.
Well, he got $24 million on the table.
He asked for a trade from the Washington. So
he didn't want the franchise tag
again.
Now, if he franchise tagged again next year, he'll command $34 million. But he doesn't want to
be making a lot of money.
What he wants to do, he wants to go hook up with Kyle Shanahan again in San Francisco. That's what he wants to do. But yeah, he's worth the money.
Frisco does have the number two pick to deal with.
That's right.
So,
but no, it's okay.
What about Geno Smith? Is he done? You think he's like RG3?
No, they got two or three teams interested in Geno Smith.
Really?
Yes.
Over and no one really interested in RG3?
Not yet.
That's interesting.
Like I said the other night, RG3 can turn into a Vince Young.
That'd be very unfortunate.
Do you think the Cleveland Browns are going to keep Brock Osweiler, or are they still trying to trade him?
Well, they picked him up. Yeah, they signed him, yeah. And they can't trade him. He's got a contract. $17 million.
A lot of money.
You
gotta
pay him $17 million. Who's gonna pay him that?
I don't think anyone is.
No. That's money, man. To give away for
a great
quarterback.
And the Cleveland Cavaliers, they signed Larry Sanders, and they got J.R. Smith back, and Kevin Love is supposed to be back next week. So the Cavs are gonna be fully loaded before the playoffs.
Loaded.
And Golden State's hurt, and they're tied in first place with the San Antonio Spurs. So
they lost three in a row.
Three in a row, yes.
Three in a row.
So they're in danger of losing the number one seed and home court advantage throughout the playoffs, which could definitely hurt Golden State.
What hurt Golden State is when they signed Kevin Durant.
They lost
those all
extra
their force
pieces.
In the middle. Mm-hmm. They lost their forwards off the bench, and look where they are right now. Steph Curry, the guy that everyone says is the best player, shooter in the history of the NBA.
He's on a huge slump.
No.
It's your guy.
No.
Charlie, you always say it, though. He's not the best shooter in the NBA.
Maybe for a season.
Yeah.
And do you think there's something going on culture-wise in Golden State with Andre Iguodala and Draymond Green in the past 2 weeks coming out talking about we do what the master says and bringing up slavery? Do you think that's just how players feel in the NBA, or is that more
that's
just
how they feel.
Overall, is just how they feel about how the NBA is treating the players?
That's how the players feel, and most black players feel in most sports. That's just something they say nowadays. We got to remember, this is a younger generation. Back in my generation, we wouldn't say anything like that. We would think
too scared to say it.
We would think it. Now they're going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And he got fined.
And they're going to act upon it too sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with him being fined? $10,000?
Absolutely. I retort back to what Stephen A. Smith said.
Mm-hmm.
You gave us the N-word. You started using it. Now you're going to fine me, and I can't call my other fellow brethren the N-word. Now, a lot of people... Probably a lot of blacks, Afro-American, whatever name you want to use this day and age, still don't like a lot of us calling one another the N-word, you know. Mm-hmm. Younger people don't. Are you against that as a young person?
I'm sorry?
Are you against blacks using the N-word against one another?
I personally don't like it. Okay. I have never actually said the word. I don't mind when other people say it. I think I know the difference between when you're saying something out of hate and when you're saying something negative to someone versus when you're just using something as a cultural slang. But I personally don't use it. If other people want to use it, fine, but know that there's a lot of negative history with it.
Go ahead, 618.
Well, see, Tony, see, I like that lady. See, you see how she articulates that? Would you say, like, use articulate?
Well, you keep, you don't use a racist word, articulate. Use another word. Go ahead. Go ahead, 618.
How is she supposed to sound?
Well, how is she supposed to sound? Hold on, how is she supposed to sound?
The definition. See, Tony, listen, man.
Talk to her.
I ain't gonna say it. So the GGA and the GGER, well, it's a whole different ball game, man. That's the whole point, man. That's the whole point. Okay. And she articulated it well, point blank. I ain't got no problem using it. So I mean, some people want to change their philosophy and all that. I mean, I use it just to be. I talk to my boys in certain French. I mean, that's how I use it. So, I mean, that's how I use it, man.
All right. Appreciate it.
But anyway, get away from that negative. That's negative anyway. But anyway, but what I just heard you say about Golden State, see, about still, Mr. Carey. Because you ain't got heard none. Y'all saying they're going to lose none. So you don't think they're going to lose the number one seed or whatever.
Hold on. At the beginning of the year, 618, I said they wouldn't repeat. Not just now, okay? Mm-hmm. You think they're going to repeat?
Oh, who is more repeating? Golden State or...
Well, there's only one. Cleveland can repeat. Not Cleveland. Cleveland won last year.
I don't think they're going to repeat. Cleveland will repeat no way, though.
Who do you think is going to beat
Cleveland? Who's going to beat Cleveland in the
finals? Who's going to beat them?
I think Golden State is going to beat them.
Who?
That's my opinion. Golden State still, if they come down there, I think Golden State is going to beat them.
Golden State doesn't have.
They're going to be worried to get through the Spurs if they don't have that number one seed. It's hard to beat. It's hard to win in San Antonio, just as it's hard to win in Golden State.
Handle this for me, Joe.
And they're both tied for the one seeds in the West right now.
Well, I'm going to tell you another thing. Well, I'll get off that subject too. Well, same thing when your boy Grant went down for the New England Patriots. The same crap. They still won without Grant. So
No.
That's totally different.
You can't equate Golden State to New England football team. Come on now.
Man.
How many championships has Golden? Wait a minute. How many championships has Golden State won? Hey, cease. Cease. How many Golden? How many championships had Golden State won? Cease. Cease. Pot him down. How many championships has Golden State won? How many championships has New England won? Pot him up.
Well, Tom Brady, when he won five, he's been a seven. He's going to win again this year. They're going to win again this year, too.
Okay.
And
you can't 618. You can't relate basketball and football. There's 5 players to 11 on the field. In NBA, you only need one superstar player to get you to the NBA championship and win a title. In football, you need a quarterback, you need a receiver, you need defense, you need a lot.
Because Michael Jordan, he needs Scottie Pippen. Hodges, all them cats to win the championships. I don't agree with that, man. That's my opinion, man. Michael Jordan didn't win no championship by himself. Now he took over games. He won games by himself.
Dirk Nowitzki won a championship by himself.
But he didn't win no championship by himself.
Dirk Nowitzki beat
Tom Brady won no championship by himself either.
Dirk Nowitzki beat the Big Three against Miami. He beat Miami by himself. And he was the only even close to a star talent on that team.
Hello.
So it's possible.
Hello.
Cuban.
Ain't no one player, like you just said, ain't no one player going to win no championship, man. Just like everybody used to say Michael Jordan did this and that.
Well.
Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant, B.J. Armstrong, Stacey King, all them cats, they contributed.
They contributed, yes. But
that's why they left the team and they brought in Pippen and Rodman. But when they brought in Pippen or Rodman, when Michael Jordan left to go play baseball, guess what? They didn't win again until he came back. He's just part of it.
They couldn't beat Elijah Wan by himself.
But you understand, I know what you're saying. One player can't win a championship. But if you got that super ingredient, it's going to help it.
Like LeBron James?
Yeah, look at LeBron James when he was with Cleveland. They didn't win a championship, but he took him to the promised land one-on-one by himself.
Well, I ain't gonna never say nothing crazy about LeBron James. LeBron James is one of the greatest players ever played the game. I ain't forgetting that, man. I ain't gonna talk about that. I know what you're saying, though, man.
But you understand.
What I'm saying is this. Again, when LeBron, Jordan, all of them, I know, like you're saying, they took the game over, and they wouldn't have to, and they wouldn't have won. But well, I still say, man, it's a team game.
Steph Curry, I'll tell you what. If Steph Curry wins, I'll buy you a car. I got to go. Thanks. Talk to you.
Buy him a 9-volt battery.
All right, then. Thanks very much for joining us
tonight. So we can get to my plate.
Oh, you get go quick. Home, just, slow, take it down a minute.
One thing I want to say.
Stop it.
One thing I got to say. We talked about the money in college sports.
Mm-hmm.
The money in college football and basketball is now starting to trickle down to non-revenue sports. At the University of Kentucky, the baseball coach made last year $577,000, $150,000 more than all the revenue that baseball took in. The track coach made $429,000, up from $108,000 just 10 years ago. And this is really the kicker. The University of Kentucky has a rifle coach. They have a rifle coach who's making $133,000.
You know why he's making all that money, don't you? You know why they're making all that money?
Basketball.
Because of the football. They're making more revenue than the football.
Basketball and football.
Most SEC schools down south have bass fishing now.
Jennifer's
going to change. That's crazy. She's
I was just about to say, I'm about
assistant.
To be a rifle coach here in a second.
I saw you look up
what do I need
she
to do
no.
to get certification in
no
that?
PA.
That sounds
changing.
Like that's where the money
she's
is.
No, you're in the best state.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
You're in Colorado. Stay there. That's the
Rocky
best
Mountain
state.
High. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Rocky Mountain High.
Is that literally? Oh,
bring
I'm sorry.
It, bring it
home. Mile High City. Altitude, yeah. Nothing else intended.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Ms. Davis, thanks for joining us tonight. Give us your website again.
It is diversitymatters.wix.com, or you can always find me on Facebook at Ms. Jackson 2017.
Ms. Jackson.
Ms. Jackson, the finesse.
See you tomorrow night. Tom, you'll be here tomorrow. Joe tomorrow.
I'll be
Moses
here.
Will be back Monday. Thanks very much.
Through the perilous fire, oh, the fire. Oh, the ramparts we watched, oh, so gallantly, yeah.
Hi, it's Andy from Crown Candy Kitchen. My family has been creating memories on the corner of 14th and St. Louis Avenue for over 102 years. Creating traditions and memories is what we do best. Come in, create some of your own with your family and friends. Stop in for a heart-stopping BLT and a chocolate malt, or get a Charlie Tuna Special, a cherry malt and a chili tamale. You can even satisfy your sweet tooth with our assorted chocolates and our signature Heavenly Hatch and more. We are located at 1401 St. Louis Avenue. Visit us at crowncandykitchen.com or find me on Twitter.